Proclamation number 7233 of 18th of December, 1958. Love work, power supply. Self-love, powerlessness. Again and again I have to point out to you that great upheavals will occur for you which you will need much strength to master. Nothing need be insurmountable for you. Nothing need frighten or worry you if only you are in possession of the strength you need. But to acquire it requires your own will. I cannot arbitrarily give you strength without you having made efforts to acquire it. And therefore my urgent advice again and again that you should think of what lies ahead of you. However, your way of life can provide you with enough strength as soon as you make an effort to live it with love, which will then also ensure the supply of strength for you when you need it. And a loving person will never be without strength and need not worry about his fate, he will become master of it. But most people only think of their own ego, their love is an egoistic one, and such love is not a giver of strength. Rather, it still takes away his vitality, which he uses exclusively for himself. But his fate will be difficult if he is placed in life situations where he can only be helped by my strength which, however, he lacks. Again and again my call is directed to these people, use your life energy to work with love so that you will possess strength yourselves in the coming time. Life will make demands on you which you will not be able to meet by your own strength. But the strength from me can only flow to you if you are active in love. And love eliminates all self-love. Anyone who can put himself and his desires aside, who only thinks of the hardship of his fellow human beings, which will come before all of you, will also have the necessary strength to help and overcome everything that seems insurmountable to others. Love itself is strength. The supply of strength can only be secured through love, and anyone who only ever thinks of himself and has no ear or eye for his fellow human beings' hardship will remain powerless and incapable of fighting for life. And his fate will be hard if he does not request and experience support from below through his nature, which then will certainly seemingly benefit him but his soul will be irretrievably lost to the Prince of Darkness to whom he hands himself over. I want to warn you of this and at the same time show you the way to attain strength. Only love saves you, only love gives you strength. And it is possible for all of you to live in love as long as you put your own well-being aside and pay attention to the adversity that surrounds you. And this adversity will come, it will come upon everyone and burden him or pass him by according to his way of life, for it is up to you yourselves whether strength can flow to you or not. Take this advice seriously. For the time is only a short when everything is still at peace and in apparent order, but it will change very quickly and then you will all be faced with bitter hardship and danger. Then prove to yourselves that you will persevere, that you will draw strength from unceasing activity of love and that the greatest adversity can be taken away from you. Amen.